Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Welcome to your program Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are important lessons we can learn from the life of the Prophet. What we mean by the life of the Prophet is seerah of the Prophet, or the normative conduct of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. We are going to talk about the hardship and vicissitude that the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, went through, and the lessons that we can draw from his life. As Muslims, of course, the struggles and hardships that we suffer, of course, every time in our life, these sufferings and hardships are momentary. God the Almighty, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tells us that with every difficulty there is relief. Innamal usri yusra. Of course, this is a very good verse of the Holy Quran that we can look at. Surah Al-Inshirah, verse number 5. There is no doubt that in every difficulty there is ease, there is comfort, and there is relief. Difficulties are a blessing in disguise. The question might arise regarding the hardships faced by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Is this because Allah didn't love him? Some may think like that. The answer is that the love of Allah isn't in giving us what is plentiful, you know, but sometimes restricting or taking something from us is also a sign of love, because it places reliance upon Allah in our hearts. This makes us realize that both good and tragedy are solely controlled by Allah. And more importantly, the trial and tribulations are meant to test us. Some people, unfortunately, do not understand the concept of the tests and tribulations, you know. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. This verse of the Quran clearly indicates that the Muslims, that people are tested by the loss of their property, by the loss of their children, by hunger and thirst, and all these are means with which Allah test every individual. And of course, the same is the case with the prophets as well. It doesn't make any sense to say that, okay, God did not love the prophet, so that was why he was subjected to pain, to hardship, to adversity, and so on and so forth. That's not an answer, actually. Let's have a break, and then we'll be back.
ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
The concept of hardship is to say that the prophets and the noble servants of Allah are put to test. And these difficulties and hardships are given so that we can prove to Allah whether we are thankful to Him or not, whether we are grateful to Allah or not. Okay. Now, another lesson that we can draw from the Prophet's life is that all of us live and all of us will die, of course. And it doesn't matter how long we live on this earth. Eventually, we will die and return to Allah, who will question us about how we lived in our lives and how we behaved with other people. and how we conducted ourselves. And so we are mortal. Every mortal individual will soon die. The prophets are also mortal. And everybody will be held responsible for the actions, for the deeds he has performed in his life. And it's very much important and that we are ready and prepared for any questions that will be asked on the Day of Judgment. Our life should be a testament to the good we have done. What we have suffered during our lives do not necessarily indicate that God has punished us. The hardship and difficulties that we suffer in this life are not meant to punish us. Of course, there are other reasons for it. Dear brothers and sisters, the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam teaches us to love and enjoy life. A complete person is one who can handle the numerous ups and downs of life. Hardships of life should not result in feeling that life is not worth living.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad. As-salamu alayka ya, ya Rasulallah. As-salamu alayka habibi, ya Nabi Allah. As-salamu alayka ya, ya Rasulallah. As-salamu alayka habibi, ya Nabi Allah, ya Rasulallah.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. I am Javed Akbari. Here we are talking about struggles, hardships, and the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. There are many people out there who believe that hardship is a kind of punishment, or perhaps, you know, there are people, I can say, who believe that, okay, hardship or difficulties in life, or let's say hunger and thirst and all these difficulties that people might go through in their lives, if not because of punishment, they may be a kind of magic spell cast on them, you know. That's not obviously the case, you know. I myself have come across people who have said, okay, you know, I've been working hard, I've been doing a lot to change my life, to make things work, but I have not been able to do anything concrete, you know. I have not achieved any results in my life, and that's obviously because maybe some people might have done some kind of magic on me. And for example, if there is a disease and hardship, they all attribute these problems to some kind of magic. That's not the case, of course. Diseases, problems, and hardships have natural causes, you know. If a person does not observe, you know, hygiene, if a person does not, you know, take care of his health, he will absolutely end up getting a disease. He will fall ill. If someone does not do good in his business, let's say, it's all because he does not consult people. It has a natural cause. There's nothing to attribute to the miseries of our life to magic or things like that, you know. In some countries, we can see that there are poorer people, a lot of poor people, and these poor people, in fact, do not get jobs, do not find good means of life. That's all natural, you know. Dear brothers and sisters, by studying the life of the Prophet, we learn lessons of patience in the face of adversity. These lessons are important lessons. We need to understand that we must be patient and we must be grateful to Allah. We must be thankful to Allah no matter what the situation we are in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafiq.